And once again, good morning from Clay Clark's Reawakening Tour here in Dallas, Texas. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We are live, beaming up to Galaxy 19 satellite going all over the world. Our call, we're going to try to take some calls this morning, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Our listeners are welcome to call in. And if you are listening to us live here, this is Friday, December 10th, 2021. All sorts of things going on here. We have General Michael Flynn. He's going to be speaking to an audience of about 3,200 people in the auditorium here at Elevate Life Church. But in the meantime, we're in the media room where it's a little bit noisy because we have about 20 other podcast companies that are all sitting around taking on interviews with different guests. But, hey, we have our own little booth right here at the show. The number, once again, 844-769-2944. If you want to call in and chime in and tell me what's on your mind this morning. In the immediate, we have a couple of interesting news bits coming in. WorldNet Daily is reporting the European Union's counterpart to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in an update yesterday that no deaths at all have been reported anywhere in the world leading to the Omicron, or as I like to call it, moronic variant. That's right. All cases for which there is any available information on severity were either asymptomatic or mild. According to European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, the ECDC reported 1,780 confirmed cases of that variant in 57 countries worldwide. This is like the mouse that roared, pretty much, folks. I'm just not seeing it. And anything that they want to play on you, they're hearing a lot of details here this morning. The 3,200 people or so that are attending this conference have been getting some pretty dynamic stuff. Dr. Cordy Williams, who is actually running for U.S. Senate, that we had on the radio with us yesterday, he is up there speaking to the audience now, and we've had several of these very dynamic ministers get up. We've had a lot of people, apparently, from what I'm being told, are being saved. They actually are. They actually have come to know the Lord. This is how it's working. People are excited, and they're, you know, just basically lining up to get ministered to. It's an excellent event. I'm really happy to be here. By the way, those of you, according to Activist Post, there is a new bill out that will strip the unvaccinated of health insurance if they get sick and force them to pay out of pocket. This is kind of alarming to those who are paying attention. The demonization and discrimination against the unvaccinated is eerily similar to extremely dark times throughout human history. These historical events are riddled with the suffering and death of millions of innocent people, all because the media and government dehumanized a group of people and convince the majority they need to rid themselves of the unclean. This is a real problem, folks, because if you don't have, if you don't take the jab, you are deemed unclean. I mean, this is not the kind of world that anybody wants to live in, but fortunately for us, in the United States of America, we have a constitution, and it protects us. It gives us all sorts of rights and liberties, and I don't care about, you know, whatever comes out of Dr. Anthony Mangala's mouth, I don't care anymore. I've said no to all of it. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, Laura Logan, it's unfortunate that Fox News sidelined her because she made reference to the fact that a lot of people refer to him as, likens him to the Nazi Dr. Joseph Mengele. And that what he was doing, if those of you don't know Mengele, was basically running these kinds of vaccine experiments and drug experiments on people that were being incarcerated in Auschwitz, which was a German concentration camp during World War II. And so when you have, and I've been reading the new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is an attorney, and it's called The Real Anthony Fauci, and I'm getting into the book, and I'm starting to read some of the really nasty stuff that he did and did not do. And so when you start looking at all of the facts, things get real dicey. So dicey, as a matter of fact, this is one of the things that you just kind of like, it's too shocking to the conscience to read all of the stuff that he has been involved in and the things that he could have done. And this, the first part of this book is almost a coulda, woulda, shoulda kind of a thing. But imagine if you are not vaccinated and you got sick and then you want to go to the hospital. And so we have a representative, a state representative from Illinois, that basically says that you choose not to get vaccinated, then you're going to also assume the risk that if you do catch COVID and you get sick, responsibility is on you, according to this representative, Jonathan Carroll, who told the Chicago Sun-Times this week. The tyrant representative then went to claim that many frustrations between those who have been following the science and trying to do the right thing and those who are choosing not to get vaccinated, who are able to for whatever they choose. Apparently, Carroll has not been reading the latest headlines showing hospitalizations are spiking among the fully vaccinated. We have data from Israel that clearly show that the ones that are in the hospitals right now are the vaccinated, not the unvaccinated. So you got to love this, you know, when you have vaccinated people catching COVID-19. And they're the ones that are being treated, and the unvaccinated are not, especially they're just ignoring everybody that has had COVID-19. The bigger problem is that these people have immunity. This is the herd immunity that we've all been hearing about. Well, you know, obviously we have a whole group of people out there, and we're talking to the millions that trust everything the government tells them. This government, especially this government, and I'm not anti-government, folks. Let me tell you this. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a libertarian by faith, and I love God. I love Jesus Christ. I am a Christian, and I don't mind telling you that. But I am one of the ones that literally, if push came to shove, I would defend myself and my family. I don't know about you. But apparently there's a lot of people that are attending this conference that feel the same way I do. We have a gentleman with us that is going to be on the microphone with me in just a little bit, who declares that college is of no value to 85% of our nation's workforce. The bestseller reveals how our young adults can achieve financial independence without having to acquire a destructive college degree. Now, let me tell you something. College degrees are expensive. This is one of the reasons why, you know, that we have been able to come to a convention like this and get people online with us that can sit there and educate and inform, which is what we're all about. We're about education and information. These are things that are extremely important and valuable to people, especially those that are growing up in the world and understand and need this knowledge. I mean, it's important. And you want to put that microphone right up to your mouth there. We have Bruce Goodmanson, and he is the author of 100% Success Without Knowledge. Welcome to the Power Hour, sir. And let me turn that up here. Get your microphone on. Go ahead.
How am I doing?
You're doing just fine, sir. Thank you. Now, tell me about this book. Is this the whole book right here, or is this just one of them?
This is the whole book. It's the second edition. And I wrote the book because I was working for a law firm. Bankruptcy offer. We had a young lady, she came in, and she was $220,000 in debt. Now, understand, she got that debt from her master's and junior or undergraduate degree. She became a high school guidance counselor. She thought she could bankrupt on her $220,000 debt. Lo and behold, she didn't know that. Understand, she was a guidance counselor for high school students. She didn't know that you couldn't bankrupt on a debt. So I wrote a white paper on the problem of our students with having debt right now. We've got 44 million who have an average debt of $37,500. That's a population that's more than Canada's population. So I wrote a white paper, and then I realized that there was a lot of other opportunities out there besides college. So I wrote the book, 100% Success Without College, to help parents to realize and understand that college is of absolutely no value to 85% of our nation's workforce.
Well, I just noticed here, there's a byline below this, a subtitle, How Your Kids Can Be Financially Independent by Age 22. I have always advocated, Bruce, that even trade schools, which teach hands-on, are more effective than going to 4 years of school.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, my wife and I, before we came out here, our refrigerator ice maker broke. We had this kid come in. Looked like he was still in high school, but he was 22 years old. I says, where did you get your education from? He says, from the tech school for refrigeration. How much are you making right now at the age of 22? Making $29 an hour. So it's out there. You don't have to go to 2 years. And by the way, it took him 9 months. So
Wait. How long?
9 months.
9 months
nine
to months. Go to school, not 9 months to fix your fridge.
No, 9 months.
All right.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, all right. Clarify that. No, that's all right.
But I try to tell parents that 85% of our workforce has no value from colleges. In fact, out of 100 students who go to college, 50 of them are going to drop out. And understand, we now leave the world in college dropouts. Another 50 who remain in college and get a degree, 30 of them are going to end up in jobs they would have gotten straight out of high school. That's the fact, that's the science, and so I'm trying to tell parents, look, there's a world of opportunities. Understand, most universities have about 85 degrees to choose from, 85 careers. That's why most freshmen and sophomores, when they come into campus, they're undeclared. They don't see anything that fits them. But there are thousands of careers out there. Well, this is the importance of the book, the 100% Success Without College. It allows parents to see, and their young adults, to see all the various opportunities in blue and white apprenticeships, entrepreneuring, sales, trade schools, vocational schools, cyber boot camps. There's just a world of opportunity out there, and they just need to be invested in it, because the problem that has been is since the late 1970s, high school guidance counselors have been promoting only college. In fact, they've been saying if your son or daughter goes to a trade school, they're washouts. They're the dummy class. It's just been a lie for too long, and now the world is hungry for plumbers, hungry for cybersecurity. There are 3.5 million jobs right now for cybersecurity at an average salary of $90,000. They're out there, and it takes you about 16 months, and they got a career. So this is the importance of the book, and this is what I'm trying to tell parents and students. Be aware. In the first part of the book, I basically say, hear what's going wrong with our nation's education system. And these are the skills you need to have, ensure that they get, that they know how, your young adult or your children need to know how to read well, write well, speak well, and think well. They have those gifts. They can do the very same thing Abe Lincoln and Mark Twain did. They had about a year's worth of education, but they learned how to read well, and write well, and speak well. So I talk about those issues that are very valuable tools and skills that they need to have to continue on into the world, because if they don't have those skills, they're going to be way behind their peers. But the problem with that is, too, 71% of our kids right now, when they come out of high school, are not proficient in reading, writing, arithmetic, science, and U.S. history.
But it seems like they are all indoctrinated in critical race theory.
I think teachers love to teach critical race theory. They love to teach global warming because it makes them feel good, but they don't have to work at their job, because the skills take work. It takes work to teach a child to read, work to learn how to read well and write well and speak well. It takes all of that work, and they're just not willing to do it. And so they convert over to the critical race theory. They relax at their job, and they feel like social warriors. They feel good about themselves, and yet they're killing their kids.
Yeah, that's a sad state of affairs. The website is anythingbutcollege.com. Now, if you're writing that down, let's say that we have a lot of homeschool moms that listen to our show. And so homeschool moms, this is called anythingbutcollege.com. And this is a booklet. I mean, this is a fairly hefty manual I'm looking at. It's over 273 pages in length. And by the time you get through it, what do they learn? Just how to sidestep the whole thing.
Yes, they become basically their children's career guidance counselor. It teaches them how to, especially for homeschool moms, because they're doing a great job. Here's the deal. Homeschool moms, the majority of them are not professional teachers, yet their kids score in the upper 85th percentile. However, on the other side of the coin, you've got all these teachers who've been professionally trained how to be teachers, yet their kids are scoring in the lower 55 percentile. Now, for the moms who are in high school, for a homeschool, they're They've done a great job of teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. But now what? Where are you going to send your kids? Well, this book, 100% Success Without College, will help guide you to be a career guidance counselor to your kids, to show them all the avenues that are out there, like I said before.
That's amazing. I know that there's a lot of self-help aids out there for moms, and just people that are, even if your kids are in the public school system, the circumstances are that a lot of them, when you ask them, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Absolutely. And the problem with asking that question is they have been given so few opportunities. It's always the doctor, always the lawyer, always this, always that. But it's not this, and this. There are so many things that are out there, but they don't know about it. There's a foundation that will give your child $100,000 to skip college, but they don't know about it. They can't take advantage of it. This is what this book is all about, is giving you that knowledge of saying, hey, by the way, if your son or daughter wants to become a professional chef, where's the best school that has the best placement programs to all the premier restaurants? Do you know? Because there's a lot of chef schools out there, but I'm telling you what, you're paying $60,000 and they don't have the
placement.
Program.
Yeah, I get that. Well, here's another thing, too. You know, the ones who actually want to go to the professional level and be doctors or lawyers, I mean, you're looking at anywhere from $250,000 to $450,000 of student loan debt you're faced with that you have to pay off when you get out.
Our son has a $450,000 debt to be a dentist.
Oh, my.
A dentist. And I'm telling you, he's got basically two home mortgages he's paying every month. He's got two home mortgages he's paying every month because of that debt. It's insane. And, you know, like I told you earlier, here's this young girl that was becoming a career, high school career guidance counselor. She paid $220,000 for the privilege of helping young adults decide their careers. $220,000, that's insane. There's no reason for that, but there it is. And our kids are walking into this, and then when they get out of college, all of a sudden, after 6 months, reality hits. Why? Because they have a 6 month grace period, and then when that grace period is over, they've got this house payment they've got to start making, and they can't afford it. This is why roughly 35% of our kids who come out of college are still living with mom and dad.
Amazing. And that is a truism. There are a lot of kids living with their parents right now because they flat out cannot afford to live out there and pay off all the student loan debt. The number, again, 844-769-2944. If you want to call in and chime in and let us know what your thoughts are. Look, social intercourse, we love that. We need it more than ever. We need your comments. If you're a homeschool mom, and you like this idea, hey, we value your call, 844-769-2944. Or you can, when you get on the phone and you call that number, you can always just pass your question along, and we'll see if we can get Bruce Goodmanson to answer it. The website is anythingbutcollege.com, for those of you who want to make a note of it. And so what else can you shed? I mean, besides, I mean, it looks like you've got a lot of paperwork that goes with this book.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it took about 5 years to create it. And there's just a plethora of opportunities that are out there that I try to say, look, wake up your, or open up your eyes. Just a second, I gotta put my glasses on.
Yeah, I'm sitting there reading a page right now, and it's like, what 2-year trade school degree commands a median income of $135,000? Now, this is median income. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or name the apprenticeship school that provides its students a salary of up to $30 an hour to learn one of 19 shipbuilding disciplines. Or name the 7 consumer protection rights that are eliminated the instant a student or coachman assigns their name to a student loan. Bankruptcy is one of them, but there's another 6 that they lose. Interesting enough, think about bankruptcy, or think about getting a loan. If you are a professional business entrepreneur and you want to borrow $100,000 from a bank, what's the first thing that bank asks from you? Well, it's a business plan, and that business plan better be detailed down to the last penny. On the other side of the coin, you've got a financial 18-year-old novice who graduates out of high school, but the bank is more than willing to give that high school kid $100,000 without an educational plan. And in this book, I talked about, mom and dad, you don't send your kid to a trade school or to a college or to a community college. You don't send them anywhere until they present to you an educational achievement plan. And then they got to defend it with a Hulk Hogan, you know, rip my shirt off. This is my passion, mom and dad. This is what I want to be. This is where I'm going to go. So it's just jam-packed full of a lot of information and opportunities.
There you have it. All right. Bruce Goodmanson, we thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour. The website is anythingbutcollege.com. I hope you got that when we said it before. And Bruce, you hail out of Phoenix. How many people have subscribed to your program or bought your book?
The book is about a year old. We've sold about 60,000 right now.
That's amazing. 60,000 people taking advantage, and that's a wonderful thing. We love it when people get in the game and participate, because this is how you become proactive in America. We got to love it. All right, thank you so much, sir. We appreciate your time. All right, we are here live at Clay Clark's Reawakening America. Yeah, and General Michael Flynn, we have a lot of people that are coming in, a lot of guests and whatnot, and we thank you again for your time, Bruce. Once again, the website, anythingbutcollege.com. If you have any questions or you want to talk to us, we are here live. The number is 844-769-2944, and you can chime in, let us know what you think. If you happen to be at the Clay Clark's Reawakening Tour and you happen to be near our booth, you can stop by and say hi. Once again, we have a lot of dignitaries and celebrities that are coming into the media room, which is where we are right now. And, of course, there's a lot of background chatter here. And we promise that we're not going to try to pick up anybody's private conversations, because that would be a Fourth Amendment violation. Just to know, there's another report out of the Epoch Times that consumer prices accelerated in the year through November at their fastest pace in 39 years, according to government data. This is the sixth straight month of inflation running above 5% in annual terms, delivering a fresh sign inflationary woes are going to continue to plague the U.S. economy. So there you have it. On the other side of our break, we're going to be bringing in Christopher Key. Now, why is that name important? Because he is one of who we call the vaccine police. Believe it or not, there is such a thing. We're going to find out what that's all about after the break. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour with you live from Clay Clark's Reawakening America event in Dallas, Texas. We'll be back. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle Dew products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle Dew skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle Dew moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle Dew products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
And good morning once again. We are live in Dallas, Texas. That's right. Dave Krieger with the Power Hour. And this, of course, Friday, December 10th, 2021. There's quite the mayhem in the room now because the Texas Department of Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller is in the room. And, of course, that's drawn a stir. He's also here with Christy, who is with Women Fighting for America. And he's accompanying her. And we're going to try to get them on the microphone. I guess they're not going to be able to do that. I know that they've been speaking, and there's a lot of people in the room here, and of course the entourage is leaving, which is okay. We got plenty to talk about this morning. Mercola is reporting that in 1998, trillions of dollars started to get sucked out of the U.S. government by the central banks. Our retirement funds have been looted and will within just a few years be non-existent. Historically, U.S. intelligence agencies have primarily worked on behalf of central bankers. They are now, the central bankers, putting into place a system that will allow them to extract tax without representation. It makes you wonder whether or not they're even going to have those income tax forms, those 1040s you fill out. I might mention in passing that there was a friend of mine that never got a Social Security number, and he got in trouble. Apparently, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and the DEA raided the house that he was in looking for drugs. Well, they found drugs, but they weren't in his possession. In fact, he had no idea the drugs were there, but he yet was arrested and went through the processing of the system. And the federal system, of course, is very, very biased and very messed up. And what ended up happening was, he got in front of the judge at sentencing, and the judge sentenced him to 6 months in boot camp, in drug boot camp, even though he didn't have any drugs on him and was not involved in it. And here's the thing. The judge then said, and you will pay all your income taxes that are due. And he immediately spoke up and said, well, wait a minute, Your Honor, that's impossible. I can't do that. And the judge said, why? And he said, because I don't have a Social Security number. And the judge said, really? He says, yes, I've never filed a tax return because I never volunteered into the Social Security system. And the judge said, oh, well, whatever. You still will do 6 months in boot camp. Now, did you hear what I just said? The guy does not have a Social Security number, and he's never filled out a 1040 form. And because of that, he's never had to file an income tax return. Now think about that. And here's a federal judge who has just completely skipped over that requirement as part of his sentencing. The craziness of it. But the central bankers, most of whom are technocrats, have created a breakaway society, a parallel society in which they think they're above the law and they control everything. And to combat their control system, we got to be able to see past what it is and realize how it's being used by us to our own detriment. And that article we have put into our system to be uploaded into our upcoming pod launch that we do. We do one of these updates every day. And if you haven't subscribed to that, you can go to thepowerhour.com and sign up. This will give you an opportunity to get all of our updates on a regular basis.
You have to eat that.
So I'm just talking to our upcoming guest here. Christopher Key. He is the vaccine police, so they say. And you have to eat the microphone because we have a lot of background noise in the room here, Chris.
Christopher.
He's in my name. There you go. All right. So now, when you first approached me about this, the first comment you said was, we're going to go into Louisiana and arrest Governor John Bel Edwards. And I'm like, okay, how's that going to work?
How's it going to work? It's going to work because we the people are the government. We the people have the power, and they don't want you guys to know this. And that's why I was in Louisiana 3 days ago, and I already have the oath of offices of the governor, of the lieutenant governor, of the attorney general. I have their affirmations of their oath of office, and I have their bonds, okay? They have violated their oath of office, and I told them this. I put them on notice in the congressional hearing on Tuesday, because I knew with the grace of God we won this and made them stand down. I knew the governor, because he thinks he's the new God, he thinks he's the new king of Louisiana, that he would push this through and he would vaccinate our children.
Now, that's what this is all about, is vaccinating the kids. And right now, I've had pediatricians on this program that were here yesterday that have basically said these kids don't need shots. They are the least likely to get COVID.
They are 100% the least likely. But again, this goes so much further than that. I mean, people don't realize that in 1986, Ronald Reagan passed the Vaccine Injury Act that exempt all vaccine companies of any and all liability. Wouldn't you love to have a company that was exempt of any and all liability? But then the government mandated that you buy their product. That's what's happened here in the United States of America. People don't realize this. These vaccines are evil. We have the dossiers now from Dr. David Martin that proves this is not a vaccine. This is a bioweapon.
It is.
We have the dossier that says this is not a pandemic. This is a plandemic. We've got all this evidence, and I'm asking your listeners to go to my website, vaccine-police.com, print this out, send this to your sheriff, send this to your governor, send this to your attorney general. Put them all on notice. Once we put them on notice, they now have no more plausible deniability. They now will be held accountable. We now know they both violated their oath of office, and with the sheriff, with the attorney generals, we are going to go in February the 7th, legally and lawfully, in peace, in love. I'm not about violence in any form or fashion. I'm showing the people how we can do this legally and lawfully and arrest the governor if he does not stand down, because these are our children. You will not vaccinate our children. If the parents want to vaccinate their children, that's their choice. But the government will not tell us that our children have to be vaccinated. And why do they think they're the new God? They're not. And this is where I believe this is coming. This is why I'm going to vote at least 40 days in Louisiana, because I think they're trying to start a civil war. Okay? They're going to start a civil war if they can and have violence in the streets. And I'm not going to have that, because I'm going to teach the people how to do this legally and lawfully. And then from Louisiana, we're going to go to Alabama. We're going to go to Mississippi. We're going to go to Texas. We're going to show the people how to do this and make this stand down, because this is the line in the sand. They're coming for your children, guys. And like you said earlier, there is no reason to ever give this vaccine, this bioweapon, to a child.
Okay, now you have this website is vaccine-police.com. And now you say they are going to start a civil war. Who is they?
Who is they? They gets very, very interesting, and we don't have enough time to talk about that here on the radio show today. But right now, they, who I'm referring to, is the governor, is the lieutenant governor, is the president, is those people in office that are not upholding their office. Any of these people that have locked down this country and said that we had to stay in our homes, we had to put on a mask, we had to put on a PCR or take a PCR test, we have to take a vaccine, that is who they is. Okay, because they are not our God. This is my temple that God's gifted me to take care of. And you guys have to do your own critical thinking, your own research. Okay, I tell people don't believe anything I say because I'm a crazy nut. But do what the Lord commands you to do, and that is test and prove all things. Not some things, but all things. If you do this, you'll find the truth, and the truth will make you free. And I've been preaching truth now for 23 years. The government can't stand me. That's why they came in 7 years ago, seized everything I own, fined me hundreds of millions of dollars. I was banned by the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball, but I was part of 4 national championships, 3 Super Bowls. I was on the cover of Sports Illustrated on 60 Minutes because my stuff worked. And because we were helping people without drugs, without chemicals, without surgery, they came in and seized everything I had. And I have nothing anymore. I can't practice in my field for another 10 years, but now I'm doing God's work. I'm the vaccine police. I make the pharmaceutical companies stand down. When I go into pharmacies now, they physically shut down their gates. Boards of education, they scare when I come because I have the affidavits. I have the paperwork that lets them know what they're doing is committing fraud. More importantly, once you put them on notice, they've now opened themselves up to an individual civil lawsuit. They're all hiding behind the corporations. We pierced that corporation and let them know we're coming after them individually. And look, they've used fear and intimidation to motivate us. We have to take it and turn it back out onto them. But in love, and use that fear and intimidation to motivate them. And what motivates them? Money and going to jail. And that's why we're going to take this and use it to our advantage, because they're coming for God's children, and I will not stand for that.
Wow, that's a mouthful. And, you know, I'll tell you what, if you ever, when you appear before the school boards, they give you like 3 minutes. You can get an awful lot of mileage in 3 minutes at the rate. At the rate you're going. That's wonderful. Christopher Key, the vaccine police. Now, I want to get in a little bit of detail about when you get to Louisiana. Is there a criminal grand jury involved in what you do? Could you explain that part?
Again, I'm not the one to go into all the legalese and whatnot. I've got much more well-versed people that will be talking about all that. But yes, that is what we will be doing. That's why I'm going to take a whole month. I'm going to get in Louisiana on January the 1st, and I'm going to be there 2 weeks, arrest the governor on February the 7th. But in between January 1st and February the 7th, we're going to be doing all those things legally and lawfully to put this together and getting all the affidavits written, getting the grand jury put together so that we can do this legally and lawfully. So yes, and I don't want to go into that because I will mess that whole thing up because that's not my forte. I'm the one that organizes this and I will bring those people in that will do this legally and lawfully.
All right. So this is something that I guess the mainstream media is not paying attention to this for obvious reasons because they're in on it.
They're all in on it. And that's why they do everything they can to shun me and not allow me to come in and speak and talk about these things. But this has to be done because they know if they can do this in Louisiana, the rest of the country will fall. You know, they think there's a bunch of wusses in Louisiana, a bunch of feminized men in Louisiana that will not stand up for their children, that are not God-fearing men, and that's not true. What I've seen happen when I went to Louisiana 3 days ago, we had 2,000 people show up. 2,000 people show up, and they are God-fearing people, and they love their children, they love their country, and they will not allow this to happen. And that's why I really believe they're going to try to start the Civil War. We got to do this legally and lawfully.
You know, the hard part of it is, if you're coming in, and you're coming in peacefully, and then they show up with the guns, I mean, how does that work? This is another January 6th. I mean, you're trying to peacefully protest and say no. But yet they turn around and people at January 6th, they get shot. They never had a gun.
Again, that's where we need hundreds of thousands, if not millions, to show up there in Louisiana and tell them enough's enough. We want no violence, but you have violated your oath of office. And more importantly, we know there are very simple solutions on the market that cure COVID. My very good friend, Dr. Manuel Aparicio, who is a medical doctor in Mexico, went on the Stu Peters show 6 months ago, and he told the world that him and his 5,000 medical doctors had cured 500,000 people with a simple solution called chlorine dioxide. Nobody would talk about it. Christopher Key talks about it all day, twice on Sunday. I give it away all day at all these events. My very good friend, Mark Grennan, is in prison right now in Colombia with his son, and him and two other sons are in prison in Miami, Florida. Why? Because they gave this away. They've been in prison for 500 days. So we're going down on Sunday, a week from tomorrow, to Miami, Florida to protest for Mark Grennan. Because if they can imprison him, they can imprison me and everyone else. And that's because they don't want you to know the simple solution called chlorine dioxide. You can make it yourself. We have 7 tons of it, and we give it away to anybody that wants it. Anybody that wants it, we give them away to them.
Well, this is amazing, Christopher. Now, one of the things that I was made privy to a while back in my quest for knowledge is the bond. Each of these elected officials is required to post a bond. And behind every bond, there is a bonding company. And every bonding company has a risk manager. And every risk manager is in charge of handling complaints against the elected official that has the bond. And if you attack the bond and file a complaint against the bond, it forces the bonding agent and the insurance company to investigate the illicit behavior of the elected official you are going after. If they determine that this behavior is indeed illegal and he has violated the terms and conditions of his bond, they literally can shut his bond off, and without that bond he can't serve. Have you ever thought about exploring that idea?
We are. That's exactly where we're going. And the cool thing is I've got in writing from the Secretary of State that the Louisiana governor and the other officials do not have bonds. That's what she told me.
Are they required to, yes, according to law?
According to what I know with law, they are. They may not be, but again, I'm not from Louisiana. I was asked to come into Louisiana because what was happening. I went in there at the spur of a moment, got their oath of offices, their affirmations, wanted to get their bonds, and I got it right in that they didn't have them. So I haven't investigated all that, but my understanding is they are. But regardless, they're scared to death of this because we now have the evidence to prove all these things, and we are going to arrest them, okay? And hopefully they will stand down. And what will make them stand down is if we got 1,000, 10,000, 20,000 people that are filing affidavits, that are filing things against their bonds, against their oath of office. This is where they will turn and realize that they are not our kings. They are not our gods. They serve we, the people.
There you go. All right, vaccine-police.com is the website if you want to find out more information and how you can get involved. To find out the legitimacy of this campaign, it sure appears real because they've got a spokesman here that talks 90 miles an hour. And everything he says so far, I mean, it does look very constitutional.
It's completely constitutional. That's what this is about, upholding the Constitution. If anybody needs to get in touch with me directly, God told me to take every phone call and take every text message. He didn't say anything about emails, but call me directly. I answer phone calls all night long. My number's 205-936-9803. And I love to help anybody. We can show you how to make your boards of education stand down, get your bosses to stand down. I've served Nuremberg codes to CEOs of the largest pharmaceutical companies, the largest medical hospitals in the world. And because of these paperworks, these medical institutions now have are allowing for these people not to be vaccinated.
Amazing how that works. All you got to do is stand up and say, no, folks, we've been saying this forever. Christopher Keith, thank you so much
for
being with us on the Power Hour. And like I said, there's some very interesting folks here at the convention. And it's just one of those things that we were fortunate enough to have Christopher on the show. In the meantime, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, we had heard that Sheriff Richard Mack might be here, but I've seen a few CSPOA.org T-shirts around, and so I know that they're out there. And, of course, we have some literature here, too. But also understand, folks, if you didn't get Christopher Key's number, it is going to be repeated on the archives in our upcoming slate on thepowerhour.com. Vaccine-police.com is the website. And so don't worry if you missed it, you couldn't write it down. All you got to do is just listen to the repeat of the broadcast. It comes up and is posted on the following day. And once again, we are here live. And this is Clay Clark's Reawakening America. This is quite the symposium. There are vendors all up and down, two different hallways at the Elevate Life Church. I've talked to numerous amounts of them. Everybody here is on a dedicated mission to get the word out about your constitutional rights and what you have the right to do and not to do to say no to the government. You should also know Epic Times this morning reporting at least 12 major U.S. cities have set annual murder records in 2021, even as there are still several weeks remaining in the year. According to data, what are we supposed to say? Oh, come on, people. You're not trying hard enough. Why this stupidity of all of this? Why we are not clamping down with more law enforcement? Why we have this defund the police? And I'll tell you why. It's because the people that have been screaming defund the police are not the ones being attacked. If they were the ones being attacked, everything would change. If they were the ones being murdered, then people would say, oh, gee, you see what we've done? We defunded the police. We took away law enforcement. We're letting these hoodlums run amok. And the thing is I'm going to continue to use the word looting. Smash and grab doesn't cut it in my book when you're coming in with sledgehammers. It just doesn't cut it. Philadelphia, one of the largest cities in the U.S. Are you ready for this? 525 murders just this year, according to police data, higher than the previously set record of 500 murders in 1990. With a population of nearly 1.579 million, the data suggests Philadelphia's homicide rate is about 33 murders per 100,000 people, four times higher than the U.S. homicide rate of 7.8 per 100,000 last year in 2020. So other large cities that broke their previous homicide records, you ready for the list? Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas, St. Paul, Minnesota, Indianapolis, Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Columbus, Ohio, Tucson, Arizona, and Rochester, New York. And Indianapolis recorded 246 murders, Rochester 71, Columbus 179, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 137. I mean, I could just go on and on and on, and this is all because of George Floyd and what the Black Lives Matter movement and everybody else. Basically, this is all just nothing but disinformation. How you can take a career criminal and make him a poster child for your campaign. I mean, they could have actually involved somebody that actually was legitimately murdered by police. Police just don't pull their guns for no reason at all. And they don't use them for no reason at all. These officers that were involved in the death of George Floyd or any other officer that has to take out a victim, I've talked to enough cops to know they have to live with that decision. And sometimes it haunts them. They see the face of the dead person that they just put a bullet in. And so you have to understand, when you have stuff like this, there's always two sides to the story. Well, the left-wing agitators that partook in these riots and protests for more than 100 consecutive days last year, they don't care about the facts. It's just like Kyle Rittenhouse and that entire snafu up in Wisconsin, in Kenosha. Kyle Rittenhouse got a fair trial. Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted on all charges by a jury of his peers. Well, that's not good enough. You have BLM supporters then running over people in a parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And they proclaim on their own social media, stupidly, that they're BLM supporters and they're going to take out the white trash. You know, according to Rochester PD spokesman Captain Frank Umbrino, and he says the community has to get fed up. We're extremely frustrated. It's got to stop. I mean, it's worse than a war zone around here lately. Now, this is just ridiculous when you look at the bottom line and what we could do, how we could have stopped this before it got started. But we didn't. We sat idly by, locked down in our homes. And now, U.S. drug regulators yesterday authorized booster doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Is that what you call it? I've never called it a vaccine. I don't want to call it a vaccine. But they've used the word vaccine so many times, it's whittled itself into everybody's vocabulary. And now they want to jab 16 and 17-year-olds with this new and improved Pfizer dose. But wait, there's more. The FDA cited in its announcement data showing the vaccine that it becomes significantly less over time. Getting a little bit of glass of water here. A lot going on in the room. The Epoch Times is saying that the 16 and 17-year-olds are at the highest rate right now and highest risk of myocarditis. Seriously. And for those of you that haven't been studying what's going on with myocarditis, it isn't pleasant. There's also pericarditis. There's also the potential of heart attacks. According to the book I'm reading right now by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is an attorney, the real Anthony Fauci, the real data is starting to come out. Along with all the commentary from all the frontline doctors that have taken it upon themselves to research the truth. This is a sad state of affairs in America. When you have frontline doctors being silenced for the sake of the criminal behavior of the Lord God Fauci, patron saint of Wuhan, it is very difficult to fathom to the human being. It's very difficult to fathom that somebody could be so evil as to orchestrate a type of event that would literally kill as many people in the world as possible. Logically, it's like, wait a minute, I'm a good world citizen. I walk in love. I abide by the law. I do everything I'm told. Well, see, that's a problem. They're counting on the fact that you do everything you're told. When you say no, things get ugly. You don't like high taxes and you protest? Well, there are laws on the books that allow you to go in and, like, for example, challenge your property taxes. You can go to the appraiser's office. You can do that. But when it comes to this stuff, the bigger problem is the biology and epidemiologic data do not support anything but the fact that these booster shots don't work. They don't support any of it. In fact, the data that Pfizer got for its booster was from approximately 200 people. That's it. This is a joke, folks. A big joke. 200 people is not a random trial study. Those things take years and years and years to produce. And here we have all this coming from the FDA, which has enabled the FDA, these post-vaccination conditions I'm talking about, to reassess the benefits and risk of the use of this jab in a wider population. They want that shot in every arm, folks. There is nothing we're going to be able to do to stop them unless we say no. And who's making all the money? Pfizer. Their CEO, Albert Bourla, cheered the news. Why? Because all those shareholders for Pfizer are going to make all this money. And when you find out, after doing your homework, that the NIH shares in the patent research and the patents themselves with Pfizer and Moderna, they are making, the NIH is making money off of these patents. Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan, he is making money off of these patents. This is not going to stop until we say, you know, Fauci, go to hell. You are not our God. He thinks he is. And the thing is, we did not elect him to any public office, and he's making more than the man at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old. And this is who we have running our country right now? Yeah, see, this is why we have to say no, folks. We're in a sad state of affairs here. Fortunately, we have a Senate that there is some common sense floating around. In a 52-48 vote, mainly along party lines, of course. What else did you expect? They voted to pass a resolution of disapproval of the rule submitted by OSHA to do any of this vaccine mandate stuff. Yeah, it's getting crazy. The world's getting crazy, but there is some semblance, and it's called God. That's right. That's what we have left here. We're coming up to the top of the hour right now. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We will be back after the break. Stay with us.
Biotics. But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like...